Tuesday's comments were the first since Rodrigo Duterte became Philippines president, confirming he was open to talks with China. During the speech before his country's air force, he said he wanted friendly relations with China and that he was against any armed conflict. Li Kaisheng with Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences suggests the speech shows a significant difference in attitude over the issue between the new and former Philippine governments.
President Duterte has a totally different attitude of the arbitration from his predecessor. Benigno Aquino III wanted to use the case to heighten the stakes of the situation in the region, while Duterte expects talks with Beijing, though it will only take place after the ruling and will be based on the verdict.
The researcher says it's unlikely that the Philippine side will withdraw the case, but it should do more than China when it comes to the improvement of bilateral ties.
Given the public opinion and the political factors in the Philippines, as well as the arbitration proceedings and the role of the United States in the issue, it's impossible for Duterte to withdraw the case. It's better for him to take some steps to alleviate the aftermath of the arbitration.
With less than a week before the ruling, a Chinese military exercise is underway in the waters of the South China Sea, drawing massive attention. Chinese authorities have said the routine drill doesn't target anyone, while Rear Admiral Yin Zhe suggests it displays Chinese military capability in defending the country's maritime interests.
Any military drill by any country in the South China Sea has political purposes. Our purpose is to show the Chinese Navy's determination and capability in protecting our country's maritime territory and interests. Any attempt to change China's stance by force or threat will end in vain. It's also impossible for the United States to make China accept the so-called ruling by deploying aircraft carriers.
At the same time, experts at a dialogue in Washington between Chinese and American think tanks are suggesting efforts should be made to cool down the issue, and China and the U.S. should well manage their differences to avoid damages to their relations. Wang Fan with China Foreign Affairs University warns the Sino-U.S. relations will go backwards if the U.S. side decided to take sides in the dispute.
We hope the U.S. neither adds fuel to the flame nor takes sides in dispute, which will further complicate issue. There are many other issues the two sides need to address. South China Sea should not take a major part in the Sino-U.S. relations. The issue was nothing to do with U.S. national interests. If takes sides, China's sovereignty will be impaired. The bilateral ties will regress significantly.
For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.